Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. And February means we're back to Daytona.
Absolutely. We're so excited. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, has once again partnered with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 41st season opening race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for February 19th, one day ahead of the legendary Daytona 500. Just like the great racing legacies, farmers and ranchers have a legacy, also passing it down from generation to generation. And that's why we're so excited to once again sponsor this premier sporting event and showcase America's hardworking beef farmers and ranchers. Continuing this partnership for a second year allows us to build on everything we developed in year one and expand our footprint even further. From tailgating to the big screen, beef will be the star. So don't forget to tune in to the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 on Saturday, February 19th. It'll be an amazing week of beef promotion at the Daytona International Speedway.
And learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Wilson. Since the passage of State Question 788, the legalization of medical marijuana has plagued Oklahoma lawmakers, leadership, and of course, ag producers. With just 60 days to establish licensing, regulations, and program administration, it's no wonder that the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority has struggled to oversee the state's newest commodity. Adria Berry, director of the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority, has been in her role since August, and she said there's been plenty of struggles.
When I came in, the number one area I knew that we needed to focus on immediately was hiring compliance inspectors. We did not have enough inspectors to get out across the state and actually lay eyes on our licensed facilities. So that means grows, dispensaries, processors across the state. So compliance I focused on right away, and our legal department second. And then now I'm getting to look at all of the other departments where we need to grow, where we're doing great. But truly, compliance is, at the end of the day, the number one biggest area that needs the most improvement at OMMA.
Berry said there's a couple of things she's got going right now, and hopefully that seed-to-sale program will be upcoming.
I think it's going to take a little while because of our really loose regulations around it, but we start reining in by actually enforcing our laws, which we're starting to do now. We will also get a handle on it once we have that seed-to-sale program up, which we have a court date, February 24th, where we are crossing our fingers that the court allows us to move forward with seed-to-sale. So when you think about this seed-to-sale online tracking system, which will track all product, plus you think about our compliance inspectors out in the field, those two things together are really going to help us get a handle, and they're going to help us see who we need to revoke licenses from, who we need to go in and just shut down immediately, or if we need to start administrative hearing process, those kind of things. So
when I spoke with Berry, she said that Oklahoma has one of the highest amount of medical marijuana growers in the nation, and that grossly outnumbers the number of Oklahoma patients.
We absolutely have more marijuana grown in this state than we have patients. I mean, there is definitely, and I can't tell you the numbers off the top of my head, but when you think about 8,300 growers, and there's no limit on the number of plants each grower can grow, I believe we could be supplying the entire United States with how much we grow in Oklahoma.
Berry said it's going to be a group effort to make sure we get the medical marijuana situation under control.
Problems. I want us to sit down and problem solve together, because I know we can't solve all of them by ourselves at OMMA. We don't have the right people in place. We need the experts in the industry to and across Oklahoma to help us solve these problems.
Berry adds that if you do see illegal activity taking place near your farm or ranch, you're encouraged to contact your local law enforcement. You can also file a complaint against a medical marijuana business at the OMMA's website. You've got farm news on Ron.
We're headed to Houston. The 2022 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, happening the 1st through the 3rd of February in Houston, Texas, will be there. And the folks from Performance Beef, part of Zoetis, will be sponsoring our reports. Performance Beef simplifies feed, performance, and health data collection without double data entry or complicated software. Track feed, record health data at the chute, in the pen, or pasture, all with Performance Beef.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.